I know exactly what you're thinking. You go to the Paul McCartney concert and you're thinking, where am I going to park? I wish it was easier. Then the concert is over and you're wondering, where did I park? I wish it were easier. It is easier thanks to a partner, SureSpot. They've got a very clever solution, and we've done some amazing stuff with their data. We're going to talk about that on this episode of Dev Radio. Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. I'm Jerry Nixon, and I'm excited to talk to you about SureSpot here. I'm with Diego Rodriguez. He's the chief of technology for SureSpot. But before I talk to Diego, I also have, yes, you're right, it is Paul DiCarlo. Paul, thanks for being back on the show, dude. Thanks.
Always a pleasure, Jerry.
How are things in Texas, man?
We just had a freeze, but the winter is over. We had about a two-day winter, and now we're in early spring.
early spring, right, yeah. All right, so you and I, we're both evangelists. You've been working for Microsoft for a long time now.
I'm getting up there, 3.5 years now.
Yeah, that's a long time for an evangelist, man. We burn it at both ends, so, you know, it's serious. All right, so you've been working with SureSpot. So we have Diego on the show. So, Diego Rodriguez, you're the chief technology for SureSpot. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you. Hi, nice to meet you guys. And Paul, nice to see you again.
Now, are you in Texas with Paul?
No. The technology office is in Mexico. We are here in Colima. So we work with Henry. He tells us all the problems, all the goals that we need to meet, and we work together in order to fix and improve our parking system.
Now, I think this very call might be the first time you and Paul have actually seen each other.
We just see the last time on a call, right?
I don't think so, Diego. I'm pretty sure this is the first time we have physically, or I should say electronically, seen what each other looks like.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's avatars. Don't you love talking to people and all you see is their profile picture, and then you see them in real life and you're like, whoa, you got some serious Photoshop skills.
Right.
Well, cool. Diego, thanks for being on the show. So we're talking about SureSpot, and we're going to talk about a lot that you guys have accomplished. For people who don't know what SureSpot even is, give us the thumbnail sketch of what it is.
Okay, SureSpot is a parking system. It's more than a parking system because it offers a solution for every person that want to parking, that want to assure a parking on every city, first in the United States and then on the world. So our founder, Omri Chafran, founded the company because one day he went to a concert of Paul McCartney, and after the concert he didn't know where they left his car. So he spent a lot of time searching, finding the car, and after 2 hours he could find that. And then Henri said, I want to build a company who can say where I left my car.
Nice. Necessity really is the mother of invention, no doubt about it. Paul, I'm sure it's happened to you too, and it can happen at the front end or the back end of an event, right? So I can go to an event, not know where I parked, and waste a whole bunch of time chasing around, especially in an unknown area. Or I can go to an event that's really popular, and what does SureSpot do for me in those situations, Diego?
Okay, so first you can reserve for an event with our platform, with our system. So you don't need to worry about a place, because we tell you where are you going to park. So
almost like reserving a seat on an airplane before I get on.
Yes, almost. So you don't have to worry about your parking. And after that, we also have a solution for valet. If for example the event has valet, you can request your car from our application, and your park will be ready for you in just a few minutes. So you don't have to worry about your parking anymore.
Nice. That definitely takes the headache out of it. Paul, have you ever tried using it?
So I've heard it actually described as like Uber for parking, right? So if you think about like a much more smaller space, right? So the parking area, and really you can do whatever you want. If you want to, you know, get the car parked in an area, you can have that happen. And if you want the car delivered to you, you can have that happen as well. And it's interesting how that started, because I think SureSpot's initial vision was just to be able to make parking reservations very simple. But now they've kind of gone further and expanded that into valet. And not only that, they've gone from a company that, you know, was in a single location to national, and now they're actually looking to expand internationally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I there are plenty of places, even here in Denver. I'm in Los Angeles right now, but in Denver, I can, whenever there's an event like at Denver University, there's no parking. Everything is neighborhood around, and it's just you just dread going because it's so hard to figure it out. Having a system that you can go to ahead of time just takes the stress out of it and makes everything a little more attainable and a little more approachable. Now, Diego, I understand the problem, and I understand the concept of solving a problem. Is this a problem that's difficult to solve?
Nah, it's not a problem. We just need to think about it a little bit, and the solution will come, and we will be able to improve the speed of the parking, so the users won't have to spend much time searching or remember where I left the car. So every problem, we try to think about the user and how to improve their experience in their parking system, in their parking.
Okay, so walk me through a little bit of the technology. What's involved in SureSpot?
Okay, we use .NET technologies. We have been using Azure platform for around 2 years. At first, we create some virtual machine. We add the web service. We add the SQL database. We start to mix all the things, and after that we create the web page, the web system, and that's where Paul came and tell us, oh, you can improve the system if you do these things, something like that. So,
all right. Paul, so then all of a sudden Paul DiCarlo comes into the
yeah.
Talk about a new level of sophistication. Paul, when you meet SureSpot and they've got it going on, and you can see that there's some opportunities to kind of grow. What were they doing? What did you discover when you first met them?
So it was interesting. I actually met him through like a mutual partner. I was working on a completely different project, and Omri Shafran, who's the founder of SureSpot, and our conversation almost immediately went to, I want a dashboard where I can see my business at large. So when I was mentioning earlier about how they've expanded from a national company to, you know, international at this point, he wants to be able to see, like, at a glance, are there issues with some of the technology that's employed there? So I don't know if we went into that, but in addition to software, there's also hardware involved here. So
what kind of hardware? Tell me what you mean.
It's an internet-connected kiosk that does things like scan the license plate and can also scan the parking lot to see where available spaces are.
Wow.
So the interesting thing about that is they've got some sort of maintenance that they would do, you know, in this instance that maybe there's a gate that won't open or something like that. They can actually get that reported up to their cloud system. But what they didn't have was a way to sort of visualize that. In addition, when you have that many customers coming through per day, and I've seen this in some of the locations, I mean, it gets to the multiple hundreds, sometimes multiple thousands. They can actually see when that's happening at very specific times. So a good example of this would be at Salt Lake University. You can clearly see that, like, once the school starts, right, that there's an influx of parking. I don't know if you've ever been to a college, but, like, as soon as classes begin, that's when the lot fills up, right? And as soon as the classes end, that's usually when it starts to empty and spaces are available. So having this data available to them helps them make better business decisions. In addition, it can help the end user. So if that was the operator, right, they may be able to see at a glance what systems that I'm in charge of are currently failing that I might need to go send a mechanic out to go look at. And in addition, they can make decisions about some of the revenue trends that they may be experiencing.
So that's pretty interesting. So you saw what they were doing, and this isn't a we could upgrade your hardware. This is a you have so much data that you can start to answer questions that you've never been able to really ask before. And Diego, what was your initial response? I mean, you probably knew you had all of this data. What were some of the things you hoped you might discover?
Okay, one of the problems that we have is because our dashboard or preview dashboard, it was very slow. So with the tool Paul gave us, it is very, very quickly. So we can analyze the data, analyze how many money does the customer has in one day, how many does the customer earn in 1 month, in 1, 2, 3 seconds. So we can give them our customers this information, and they are I didn't know how many do I earn this month, so it is amazing.
Now, okay, so SureSpot is an IoT company in part, and Paul, you know that IoT is a big deal, but I mean, really every company has a lot of this latent data kind of laying around. I feel like a lot of companies know that there are ways that they can get into analytics with the data that they already have. But what do you think is the barrier? Why are so many companies not taking advantage of the data they already have?
Well, sometimes you have to come you have to come up with some sort of a solution that will give you an easy way to make sense of that data. And so one of the obvious ways there would be visualizations. And so the first thing that we did, when Omri was sort of describing this, he kind of said, I want to see a dashboard of everything that we have going on at all times. And so what really made sense there, we were looking at using Power BI Embedded. And the reason for that was that we could quickly get visualizations from the data. And like Diego was mentioning earlier, since this data was already in an Azure SQL database, it was very easy to simply connect up to there. And what we did, we would use something called direct query, which means that anytime that data was viewed, we would get what was in that database in real time. So that's was pretty interesting. From a customer standpoint, right, you could really see what was there, not have to wait for some sort of daily report and see what was happening. Mm-hmm. And this is especially important in an IoT scenario because if your hardware is failing, you need to fix that immediately. So that was one of the cool things, showing the alerts, in addition to giving you that daily breakdown of revenue.
And now, wait a second, Paul. I want to step back. I imagine there's a developer watching the show who just said to themselves, you're running real-time reports over live data. What was that impacting performance of the application?
No, and the reason why is because it's impacting, or the only thing that would be taking the hit at that time is the database. So we're not actually hitting the server that was running the ASP front end that would take that data and perhaps use that for some of the normal day-to-day business operations. Mm-hmm. And what's really cool there is in the instance that that would be a problem, since it's an Azure SQL database, you could do things like be able to create multiple instances of that database and offer some sort of scalability. In this case,
was there a lot of ETL? Like, did you feel like you had to go in and transform that data so that you could report off of it? Or how flexible, you're using Power BI on top of everything. How flexible is Power BI to go into data that may not be formatted in a denormalized way?
So there was some transformation that was required there, and it was actually pretty simple because inside Power BI, very similar to how you might use Excel and write formulas to transform data and that sort of thing, we did exactly that. So we would go in there and kind of write the queries that would massage that data into something that was available. Specifically, one of the things that Omri had asked for was, I want to see all my locations on a map, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got to be kidding me, because there is a visualization in Power BI that does exactly that. And of course, I thought this was going to be an easy shot. I'm like, well, you know, you've got the addresses of all of your customers. I'm just going to go pipe that in. That actually required some sort of transformation. We had to marry up various different tables in order to get that, and then massage that data into a format that could be read into the table.
Now, are you introducing another tool then to accomplish any of that, like SSIS or anything else? Power BI can do all of this internally?
Absolutely nothing external. We did all of this inside of Power BI, which was pretty cool.
So
going from the visualizations that we were using to the actual transformation queries and the ability to direct query against that database was all stuff that came out the box with Power BI. But it goes a step further, right? So realize that the data that we're getting was not only useful to, say, the internal business decision makers, right? For example, Omri, it was also something that could be used by the clientele. So with Power BI Embedded, we were able to embed a reporting that reporting system using row-level security to ensure that those clients were only getting data that they had permission to see. And once that came, once we got those sort of reports going in, right, we could make those available using logins in the Power BI system.
That's pretty cool, Paul. I've seen a lot happening with Power BI. I can see just how easy it is, the drag-drop stuff, and the ability for people and users who don't even understand the concept of dimensions or pivoting or factors, all of a sudden they've got this analytics in front of them that is high quality, high end, real time, and they've been able to accomplish something that, you know, honestly, a lot of software projects have tried to do and have failed and spent millions of dollars rather than just a couple of hours to be able to get some answers.
I would totally agree with you, Jerry. But what's funny is what you mentioned there about the ease. I think Diego can kind of hit on this. And we'll take it back a little bit, because recall, a part of this actually involves hosting a Power BI collection within Microsoft Azure. Mm. So, Diego, I'll let you join in on that. How easy was that?
Oh, it was very easy. We all just need to add another resource, another Power BI, and then we gave Paul the credentials, and Paul do the job for us. So everything was very easy for us.
Yeah, yeah, Diego's saying...
Paul, let me stop you just for a second. There were a lot of things mentioned there. A developer is watching the show, and they're like, Power BI, everybody's talked about it. Is this an Azure product? Is this an Office product? What is it we're talking about?
That's a great question. So it is there are Azure services that allow you to host Power BI reports. And the really cool thing about that is once you have those services hosted, they can then be utilized within the Power BI embedded platform.
Got it. SureSpot was already in Azure. You don't have to be in Azure. That's an important part of this story.
Well, the thing is, with the Power BI collections, that is an Azure service. So, yeah. But creating the report, you actually don't need to be in Azure. But if you want to use Power BI embedded, you have to have a collection hosted within Azure.
A collection hosted, but my data, if I'm an internal company, right, and we're not interested yet in cloud databases, Power BI is still an option for me. I can still be able to do this aggregation, put it up in a collection, and still expose it through Power BI that's hosted in Azure.
This is correct. Yes, absolutely. So what was interesting, too, I think Diego hit on this, is like how we did this. We basically just got on a call and I said, hey, Diego, can you create one of these workspaces and a collection for us and send the credentials over?
Sure. Yeah. Diego, what was that experience?
It was very easy. I just followed the instruction from Paul and, I have the Power BI machine.
Nice.
That was it. And so I get an email with these credentials, and I attempted to create a report, and I wanted to put it inside there. That worked. And then the second piece was, how do I get access to their data, which was, again, I think this one was done over email. Diego, may I have a read-only user for your mm-hmm. database? Yeah. And that was it.
And row-level security, obviously, with SQL 2016, now we have row-level security and column-level security both. That's pretty sweet.
Well, we actually used a DAX expression within the Power BI report to do that. So that was actually we didn't have to leverage the features that might be built in a SQL Server.
Yeah.
We just used a DAX expression. That was it. Ensured that we only got stuff that was able to be viewed by the logged-in user.
Yeah. Very cool. And so now it's in the website. Diego, overall, so this is a proof of concept. What if we can see your actual data in Power BI? Is there a future now? You think SureSpot is going to be leveraging Power BI to be able to run analytics over their data?
Yes, of course. We had a lot of the amount of money, amount of cars parking on our system, so they will have to be traded with Power BI. So Power BI gives us very quickly the information. We can analyze, we can do whatever we want with Power BI. So Power BI definitely leverage to another level.
Nice. Now, listen, SureSpot is so compelling. I mean, honestly, it makes things so easy. Easy is one of my favorite qualities, right next to cheap, to be honest. And it is, there's bound to be somebody watching the show, right? And they're thinking to themselves, where do I find out more about SureSpot? are you going to come to my city, things like that. Where would you send somebody who's interested in finding more about SureSpot?
Okay, you can contact us contact on our web system, surespot.com, or you can, our main office is in Houston, Texas. Okay. You can send an email to me, to henri.shafran.surespot.com, diego.rodriguez@surespot.com, so we will be able to help you to get solution for your parking. So.
Nice. And so if I own a venue and I'm interested in including SureSpot in my venue so that it's an easier experience for my customers, that's another reason I'd reach out and find SureSpot and make sure they're here. All right. That's absolutely, absolutely brilliant. What about you, Paul? Let's say you don't know that much about Power BI. A developer's like, where do I get started? Where do you send them?
Believe it or not, the way I got started, I just hopped onto my favorite search engine and just started typing in Power BI getting started. Yeah. That will actually take you to some documentation that we've created around that. So the PowerBI.com documentation is very, very, very complete. In fact, they'll walk you through many of the scenarios that I talked about. So if you were wanting to get started and you didn't know how to create a workspace or add your collection and that sort of thing, that is already available in the Getting Started guide. In addition, the row-level security thing, which I was scared when we had to implement that, I was like, I don't know that that's going to be very easy. Sure enough, I did into the favorite search engine, and a document came up on the same PowerBI.com site that walked you through exactly how to do that.
You know what? The richness of the document, or the completeness of the documentation for Power BI, is a reflection of the fact that it's not a brand new product, right? What's new is now I can use my Power BI embedded and put it into my applications as almost like a reporting service, right, that I can use inside my apps and websites. So it's pretty sweet. And I think the learning barrier, that's the right way to say it, the barrier of entry into Power BI is so much lower than people think that it is. And they'll be so surprised that all of a sudden there's a chart, all of a sudden there's another graph, all of a sudden you've just discovered a trend that you didn't see that was in plain sight before. And I think that's one of the amazing things. If you're a developer watching the show right now and you're considering Power BI just for your enterprise, don't forget there's another opportunity that you might be able to leverage Power BI inside your application. Diego, hey, thanks for being on the show. This is fascinating. Here we thought it was going to be an IoT talk, only to realize that this is about data. And really, data is the next revolution. There's so much data out there. How can you tame it? Something like Power BI is a great way to do it. Diego, seriously, thank you for being on the show today. It was great talking to you.
No, thank you, guys. Thank you for inviting me.
You bet. And Paul, great job as always, man. It's good talking to you.
It's a pleasure. You bet, Diego. It was a pleasure working with you guys. And in fact, I look forward to the next